And of course, you're talking about the APT study, and you all presented some updated data on that at the ASCO meeting. I think at 7 years, still looking really great in that one-arm study.
Right. So that was about a 400-person experience of paclitaxel and trastuzumab. And, you know, the absolute risk of a disease-based event is about 5%. But if you actually look at metastatic recurrence over about a 6 or 7 year median follow-up, the risk is 1%. And there's a similar report for a combination of a taxane plus an alkylator regimen that Steve Jones and the U.S. Oncology Group did a couple years ago. So those studies really provide a lot of reassurance that women with stage one breast cancer probably need some chemo and trastuzumab, but don't need anything else.
You know, in the past, in the early days of adjuvant therapy, people really focused on the idea of relative risk reduction of a different strategy, hormones, chemo, whatever. And then you would just see different absolute benefits as you kind of went down. Do you think that essentially that is what this comes down to, with maybe a relative risk reduction in the range of 20%, and it just doesn't really start adding anything substantial when you get into the lower risk?
I think that's exactly right. So the math plays out very cleanly there in the AFFINITY trial. The study assumed about an 87% disease-free survival. It got about a 91% disease-free survival. It was powered to look for a hazard ratio of about 0.8 with about a 2.5% difference, and in the end, it got a hazard ratio of 0.7, 0.8, but the absolute difference was like 1.7% because the patients are doing better.
And of course, you know, if they're going to get treated for a year, I mean, if they do have problems, you have the option to stop it. How often do you have enough of a problem with pertuzumab? You mentioned diarrhea, that it really maybe you start thinking about stopping it.
So I've heard different estimates from different real-world clinicians, but I got to say, in my own experience, that has not been a major problem. And for the most part, it's every 3 weeks, people sort of march along through it. There was no increased risk of cardiotoxicity, which was perhaps the more serious concern. And while I think it's true that many patients do have some minor degree of lower GI toxicity and diarrhea, I really have not had to interrupt the pertuzumab-based therapy for hardly anyone.